This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And everybody, to a special edition of the Jacob Draft Special here. Another six-round pick has landed. Another offensive lineman for Jeff Stoutland University. And let me tell you guys, this one is interesting. Miles Hinton, the offensive tackle from the University of Michigan, has been drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles in round six at pick number 191 overall. He is 6 foot seven, 323 pounds. He's played both left tackle and right tackle at the University of Michigan. He's from Johns Creek, Georgia. And let me tell you, this is the most interesting part about this player, is that he's the son of all-pro tackle Chris Hinton, who played much of his career for the Indianapolis Colts. And Chris Hinton was a two-time first-team all-pro, a three-time second-team all-pro, a seven-time Pro Bowler, and a PFWA all-rookie team, and he's in the Colts Ring of Honor. So Chris Hinton is a tremendous player. His son, Miles Hinton, here, a six-round draft pick for the Philadelphia Eagles, has just officially been enrolled in Stoutland University. All right, in Stoutland University. So well done for Miles Hinton. Congratulations to that young man on getting drafted to the Philadelphia Eagles. He started his college career at Stanford, and then he played at the University of Michigan last year. But I think he's a pretty damn good player. I think it's a good guy for Jeff Stoutland University. I like him because he's got swing tackle abilities, where he played on the left side and on the right side. I'll give you guys his scouting report as well. I mentioned he's 6'7", 323 on the NFL.com website. Last year, he was an honorable mention for the All-Big Ten Conference. He started 10 games at left tackle. He missed two midseason games due to injury, and he did not play in the team's bowl game win over the University of Alabama. I'll give you guys a scouting report as well. By the way, I won't have John McMullen on this episode. I don't think, at least. I sent him the link, but I know he's swamped with all the press conferences. The scouting report on Miles Hinton is from Lance Zierlein. He was projected to go in round five, so we get him there in round six at 191 overall. The Eagles have two picks remaining in the NFL draft. Overview. Hinton comes off the bus with an imposing body type and an impressive bloodline. I told you, talked to you about Chris Hinton. His mom played basketball at Northwestern, and his dad was an all-pro offensive tackle. Hinton is borderline elite when pulling into space and easily adjusts his body to hit targets on the move. He plays tall and lacks first contact aggression at the point of attack, but can do his job at a decent clip. Hinton can slow a bull rush and mirror inside counters, but he too often mistimes the punch and leans or lunges at the top of the rush. His tape might not dazzle, but there aren't many players with his physical gifts. The allure of unlocking Hinton's upside will be enticing for teams looking for swing tackle help.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
And there you go. A Jeff Stoutland swing tackle depth piece for the Philadelphia Eagles. I like this pick right here. His strengths are elite blend of height, length, and lean mass. How about that word? Lean mass. Movements are twitchy in tight quarters and fluid in space. He can run feet on contact or work up the linebacker smoothly on duo blocks. He uses long arms to help clean up gap dwellers for the running back. Size and tools necessary to dull speed to power rush. Good patience to wait out development of twist. Has athletic feet to slide back to catch inside moves. On a weaknesses front, he needs to stay lower in early stages of the play to create or maintain leverage. Defenders play off his block or across his face more than they should. Lacks consistently aggressive strain and block finish. Pass sets tend to be too reactive and not authoritative. Carries his hands too low and is late with his punch. And has a dangerous habit of waist bending at the top of the rush. So a good prospect here for Jeff Stoutland University. And again, I've mentioned his father. His father was a two-time first team all pro and a three-time second team all pro and is in the Colts Ring of Honor. So this is a guy with great bloodlines. Chris Hinton was a great tackle in the NFL. I think he played 13 years, if I'm not mistaken. So Miles Hinton, the newest Philadelphia Eagle, has landed. I'll give you guys a little rundown of his career at Stanford before he transferred over to Michigan in 2023. Played 2020, he was redshirted. And then 2021 and 22 really was where he played with Stanford. He played 12 games in 21, 9 starts at right tackle. I told you guys, last year he played left tackle. And 2021 with Stanford, he played 9 starts at right tackle. The team won the Joe Moore Award as the top offensive line in college football. In 22, he started 7 games at right tackle, and the team won that award again. In 2023, he played in 13 games with 5 starts, 4 at right tackle, 1 at left tackle for the national champion, University of Michigan, in 2023. And then last year, started 10 games at left tackle. He missed 2 midseason games due to injury, and he did not play in the bowl game over Alabama. The miscellaneous fact I mentioned was father is Chris, was a star offensive lineman at Northwestern, the number 4 overall pick by the Broncos in 1983, and a 7-time Pro Bowler. And his brother, Christopher, played defensive line at Michigan. His mother, Maya, played basketball at Northwestern. So this dude's got athletes all over his family genetics. Great bloodline for him. And Miles Hinton has officially landed for the Philadelphia Eagles. Another piece for Jeff Stoutland to get. And I was waiting for them. You know, they drafted the center earlier, so they drafted an offensive lineman here, a guy with swing tackle abilities and I think a pretty decent upside. I don't know how old the player is. Let me see if I can find let me find his age for you. He was born in 2002, so what is he? 23 years old. He'll be 24 in January, so he just turned 23. So he'll be 23 for the remainder of the year for at least the next football season. And I mentioned he played college ball at Stanford and Michigan. So interesting player, man. 6'7", big boy, obviously. Grew up in Johns Creek, Georgia, 323 pounds. So a lot of college ball, played at multiple positions, and he's got great bloodline. I'll take a couple comments from you guys. Timothy Walker says, excellent pickup. Henry Braxton says, welcome to Stoutland University. Yes, sir. Devontae Graham says, just need to fix his technique and he will be fine. Yeah, Devontae, you could hear I gave the scouting report on him. And you're right. You're right on point there. Matthew Cipolla says, Chris Hinton was the dude who they traded Elway for back in that draft. Great pull, Cipolla. Yes, it was. He was drafted by the Broncos, and then he went to the Colts and became a two-time first-team All-Pro, 3-time second-team All-Pro, and is now in the Colts Ring of Honor. So worked out. They are picking genetics for the O-line. Yep, they picked a genetic pick at the center as well. Interesting pull there by you, Kirsten. Hurt says, all right, Z, don't let Dan rub off on you and be late. LOL. I'm just making the links as quick as I can, brother. I'm doing a lot of work today, so it's hard. You know, we just did the 181 pick, and then I'm right when I finish, they're at 187, and we're 3 picks away. So I'm going as quick as I can, brother. Good depth pick. I like drafting someone who could be a swing tackle. That's exactly what he's going to be here. What a beast we have picked up. I agree, Patrick. So a good selection here for the Philadelphia Eagles. Miles Hinton has landed 6'7", 323. At a Johns Creek, drafted out of the University of Michigan. Many projected him to be a fifth rounder. So at least here on NFL.com, that's where he was projected to go. So you get him in the sixth round at 191 overall. And anytime you add a body to Jeff Stoutland University, I'm going to be a happy camper. So you do get another body there. And it's going to be interesting to see. Lathan Mathias checks in. I think I said that right. I missed the last two rounds. Did Sanders get picked yet, or is he being blackballed? He did get picked. And since you weren't here, I'll give you an interesting piece of information. The Browns took him. They also took Dylan Gabriel in round three. So they take Shadur in round five. They took him. Shadur went in round five. They traded one spot above the Philadelphia Eagles to take him. So many people said, hey, the Eagles were apparently interested in Shadur Sanders because he fell so far. The Eagles took a quarterback, Kyle McCord, at pick 181 overall. So, hey, maybe they were in the Shadur Sanders sweepstakes, the Philadelphia Eagles. Interesting. Simpla says, hardest working man in show biz. Big ups, Big Z. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Brian Grensick says, I'm glad they got a center in case Juergens goes down. Now Landon doesn't have to move over. Yep, pretty good there. Sanders went at 144 to the Browns. Yep, one spot ahead of the Philadelphia Eagles at 145. So that's going to do it for this edition of the Jacob Draft Special. Miles Hinton has landed, and we have two picks remaining, everybody. We're at 197. Our picks remaining are 207 and 209. So I'll come live after both of those picks. I'm not going to go live, obviously, after one of them. I'm going to wait for both of them to get picked, and then I'll be live again. So make sure you guys lock in, tune in with me after that. I'll see you next time, everybody.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.